how bad is the Trump and make this live by? You just whatever you may say, and we'll understand.
Amen. Appreciate the good preaching this morning. What a blessing. Amen. To be here. Amen. And I want to take just a minute and thank the church for supporting our printing ministry. Others in here that support our printing ministry, we thank the Lord for that. And we have, on our tracts and on most of our literature, we don't have anything that says anything about sending something back to us if you got saved. But we have received over 1,800 this year, people saying that they've got saved. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. There's no telling how many that have got saved that didn't send us something back. But we just are amazed. You say, well, I just don't believe in them big numbers. Well, take these numbers then. Amen. We have printed enough gospel tracts this year to give everybody in the state of Tennessee 2 or 3. Amen. We've printed over 150,000 books. Books now. Amen. So when you're talking about 1,800, that's just a minute fraction of 1% even of all that's been done. And so, amen, God said many are called, but few are chosen. And we could say it like this, many tracts and many pieces of literature went out, and just a few have come back. But it's still over 1,800 for God's glory. Isn't that wonderful? Amen, we're talking about enough to pack this place out about 15 times. Amen. For God's glory. So we wanted you to know that your money is being well spent and it's not in vain. Amen. We praise the Lord for that. Amen. All right. If you will, for just a moment, turn over in your Bible to the book of Exodus, and we'll try to be just as brief as we possibly can. Amen. I know that it's already 12 o'clock and we're wanting to eat here in just a little bit. But I want to try to encourage the young people for just a little bit, if I can, in the book of Exodus. Can you stand with me for just a minute? I know you've been sitting for a little bit. And we'll just stand up, just going to read 2 verses out of chapter number 8. We'll read verse number 28 and verse number 29. And then we'll give you the thought that the Lord's laid on our heart for this time. Exodus chapter number 8, verse number 28 and verse number 29 in your Bible. I appreciate Brother Sexton last night. I was kind of in a betwixt two. I was supposed to be at another meeting. And then I was supposed to be at this meeting. Has that ever happened to you, Brother Jones, where you were supposed to be in two places at the same time? I know Brother Raines knows what that's like. And my, we just can't do it like God can do it and be in two places at the same time. But I talked to Brother Sexton and told him even I desired to be here. And he let me slip off for just one evening. But we are so thankful. The Lord really helps some folk. And we give God all the glory. But my. There must have been 100 on the altar, and there was men coming to me just weeping, just one right after another. Linda stood with me for a while, and she got tired and went to the car, but they just continued to come to me, and they were just about to quit. Pastors that were saying, I was fixing to go back and resign. More than one pastor said that to me last night, weeping on my shoulder, and they said they got some help, and to God be all the glory. Anybody that preaches know that you know that it's not you, that when God comes and does something, you know it's not you. Amen. You know it's not you. You're just a mouthpiece for God. Amen. God's the one that makes the difference. Amen. We give Him all of the glory. Not even part of it, but all of it. Amen. I preached and thought I'd done my best and nothing happened. And then I've got up, Brother Raines, and just thought I was the biggest flop ever was and 10, 15 people get saved. Amen. It's not me. And it's not you either, in case you get to feeling like you got a big chest or something. Amen. It's just all God. Preacher said it well when he said we can do nothing without Him. Amen. You found your place in verse 28. The Bible says, and Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Entreat for me. And Moses said, behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord, that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. And my concern here is in verse 29, where the Bible says that Pharaoh here, he's dealing deceitfully. And Moses said, I want you to not deal deceitfully anymore. In other words, Pharaoh, you've got a problem. And your problem is you lie. Amen. Pharaoh's a liar. Amen. And Pharaoh, in case you didn't know, Pharaoh's in hell. You say you're not supposed to judge. I'm not judging nothing. I'm just telling you that he never got saved, and he's in hell. Is that right, Pastor? Amen. Your pastor said it right. Other preachers are shaking their head up and down. Brother Harvey's, yeah, that's right. Amen. That Pharaoh went to hell, Brother Price. I'm not excited about it. God didn't want it to be that way. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God didn't want Hitler to go to hell, but he did. He didn't want Stalin to go to hell, but he did. Amen. He doesn't want you to go to hell. Amen. He doesn't want me to go to hell. Amen. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell, but Pharaoh went to hell. And he's been in hell, Brother John, for a long time. Hundreds and hundreds and even thousands now of years, Pharaoh's been in hell. Screaming. Begging. Wishing he could get out. Wishing he could now get right with God, but it's too late. Amen. Now Pharaoh, here's a type and picture of the devil in these scriptures. He's the power over Egypt, which we know is the world. And he's wanting to make deals. Deals with the man of God and with God. Well, you tell the Lord, I'll do this, and then he breaks his deal. And so I'm just going to preach for about 30 minutes. Would 30 minutes be good, 12:30? Amen. I'll try my best to get done in less than 30 minutes. Amen. If you'll listen fast, I'll preach fast. How's that? Amen. I want to preach on don't deal with the devil. Don't deal with the devil. Let's pray and you can be seated. Father, again, we love you. Thank you so much for letting us come to church this morning. My, how we could leave right now. And we've been fed from the Word of God. The preaching has been tremendous. And God, I'm praying, Lord, that you'll take these next few minutes, Lord, and encourage the saints of God. Help these young people especially. And God, we'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Now, I want you to know now that, again, I'm not happy that Pharaoh went to hell. And I don't believe anybody that's right with God is excited and glad, amen, when people are going to hell. Amen. But I do want to say this. If you want to go to hell, and you say nobody wants to, amen, but if you're not willing to come to God and get right, amen, you can follow along in the footsteps of Pharaoh, and you'll end up in the same place he did. And if we look through the scriptures, we can find what Pharaoh did in order to go to hell. And everybody in here, amen, will agree that he did. And he is in hell, and he's not got out, and he's not getting out. But for just long enough to judge him and then cast him into a lake of fire for eternity. Amen. So if you want to go where Pharaoh went and is, then all you got to do is follow in his footsteps. We find some things about Pharaoh that are similar to you. And that is that he was the king on his throne, and you're the king on yours. And Pharaoh could have chosen, amen, to have humbled himself and let God become the king in his life, but he didn't want to. Amen. And you can humble yourself and let God on the throne of your life, or you can be haughty, amen, and think that you're going to get it done, and you can push God away. If I'm looking in the scriptures real quickly in chapter number 7, verse number 23. If you'll turn there with me for just a minute, look at it. Amen. It says, and Pharaoh turned and went into his house. Neither did he set his heart to this also. In other words, he ignored God. If you want to go where Pharaoh went and he is, amen, if you want to go to hell, all you got to do is just ignore God. I mean, we're condemned already, the Bible says. And so all you got to do is just ignore God. You can go your entire life and just ignore God. Watch everybody around you get right with God and you just put it off. You just come and you go and you come and you go and you go and you come and you back and forth and just, but it never did get done. Pharaoh just turned and went in his house and never did get right. He never did set his heart, amen, to get right with God. He just come and went and stood in the presence of Moses, and Aaron, and he heard from God, and he saw the miracles, and he saw all the plagues, and he just never did get right. You know what you got to do to go to the same place Pharaoh went? Really nothing. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do one thing in order to go to hell. You're already condemned. You're already on your way. Amen. You're going to have to, amen, to make a decision, amen, and change if you're going to go to heaven. Amen. But you don't have to do anything to go to hell. Amen. You're already going. Is that right, preachers? Amen, that's right. And so then, amen, to go where Pharaoh went, and he is, you just ignore God. In chapter number 8, verse number 8 through 15, amen, he lied to God. Amen, he lied to God. Amen, I'm seeing that in verse number 8, he said, I will let the people go, but he didn't. See, over and over, Pharaoh tells Moses and Aaron, I will, if you'll do this, I will let the people go. And they would do it, and he wouldn't let the people go. And Brother Sexton, I know some people, and they'll come down and they'll try to make deals with God. And that's just like Pharaoh's doing. Amen. Well, God, if you'll get me through this, then I will do this. I want to make a deal with God. Can y'all remember, amen, and I can when I was a boy, and there still may be a show like this, I don't know, but when I was just a boy, Brother Price, there was a game show called Let's Make a Deal. Monty Hall. Y'all gonna act like you never watched TV, you lie. Amen, but you did. Monty Hall. And sure enough, he'd pick somebody out of the crowd of people, and there'd be a big giant crowd, and everybody ridiculously dressed. One's dressed like a domino. Another one, hey man, dressed like a piece of pizza. Over here's a harmonica. Just ridiculous outfits. And Monty Hall would come walking out, and he'd have an envelope with him, and he'd pick somebody out, and he'd go over to this clown and say, I'm going to give you this in this envelope. Hey man, it's something. But before you open it, I want to offer you what's behind box number 2. And over at the side there'll be this girl, and she'll go, box number 2. And then the crowd goes wild, Brother Sexton. I mean, this side over here is going, trade it! Trade it! Trade it! Trade it! And this side over here, no! Don't trade it! And the person's back and forth chewing their fingernails and looking around and they don't know what to do. And what are you going to do, Monty Hall, putting you on the pressure? What are you going to do? Are you going to trade it? Are you going to keep it? Oh, don't do it. Yes, do it. No, don't do it. Over here. Oh, yeah, go. Go trade. No. Box number 2. And see, the devil kind of puts pressure on you like that. Hey man, you can feel the presence of God, and conviction begins to roll through a place, and all of a sudden the devil starts whispering, and he starts, trying to get you to put it off. Hey man, and then some, and it's sad, but some in the church, some would say, trade it, trade it! And some will say, no, don't trade it. You gotta be careful who you talk to. I know some preachers you can go to, and they tell you to trade what you got. Hey man, for what's the new thing? I know some men that tell you, hey, tell your church, if you just take one more step, if you just drop the King James Bible. Had a man tell me one time, said, Brother Frazier, if you just get off the King James Bible and women wearing dresses, hey man, you could probably read me running hundreds. I told him, I said, God didn't call me to run hundreds. He called me to preach the Word of God and to do right. Amen. Whether I've got 10 or whether I got 10,000. That's not what God called me for, Brother Harvey. He called me to tell the truth. So if you want to go where Pharaoh's at, just ignore God and lie to God. And then in verse number 15, chapter number 8, amen, he hardened his heart. And you know what? Every time you hear preaching, young people, listen, and you don't come to God, your heart gets a little harder. It gets a little more calloused. It takes a little bit more, amen, to get you right. And every time you hear it and you don't react to it, every time you push God away, amen, the Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not, amen, but to as many as received him, to them gave him power to become sons of God, even them believed on his name. And brother, this is what, amen, every time you reject God, or listen, you don't receive God, then you get a little harder. It makes it harder the next time, and harder the next time, and harder the next time. And Pharaoh, even though God loves Pharaoh, boy, that'll put you something on your mind. Hey man, Brother Raines, you know God loved Pharaoh. God could have squashed Pharaoh. You say, he was the mightiest man on the planet, and very well may have been the most powerful figure on the planet. And God could have squashed him like we would a gnat. But God loved him. And God gave him every opportunity after opportunity, Brother Nichols, after opportunity, after opportunity, after opportunity. Amen. God loved him and wanted him to get right. But every time he said no, his heart got harder. If you want to follow in the footsteps of Pharaoh, this is how you do it. Amen. You just harden your heart. Amen. Amen. And then, amen, if you'll just confess but not repent. Look at verse number 15 with me. Verse number 27, chapter number 9, verse 27. The Bible says, "And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them." Now let me say something right here. Brother Jones, you've got our tracks in your church. I've seen them there before. Amen. If you look on the back of our tracks, you don't find a repeated prayer on the back of our tracks. Now, there's some that do, and I'm not mad at them, but we just chose not to do it that way. Amen. We have something on the back. If you're interested in knowing Christ, contact whoever, you know, sending out this track. We'll put the name on there. Contact Brother Wayne Sexton at the Ridgeview Baptist Church, Wallen, Tennessee, or James Jones of the Herman Baptist Tabernacle. Contact somebody. Let them talk to you. Amen. Have a conversation. Let them answer your questions. Amen. Don't get mad at me now. Amen. There's those that have repeated prayers on them, and I'm not mad about it. Don't get mad at me either. But if I was going to put a repeated prayer on there, Brother Rains, I'd put this one right here that Pharaoh did. Look at here. "I have sinned this time, and the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked." Brother Harvey, man, you can't get no better than that right there. Brother Price, man, if I was going to print one, amen, I would say, amen, at the end of the track, amen, if you want to get right with God, amen, say that you're wrong and that He's right, amen, and that you're wicked and He's wonderful and you're a sinner. I put it like this, amen, I've sinned, amen, God's right and I'm wrong. Man, ain't that a good prayer? You can pray that prayer and not get right. See, Pharaoh, all he wants you to do, amen, he wants you to confess, but not repent. And here's where we're dropping in that now. We don't use that repent too much anymore. Amen. We want to be invited back, or we want everybody to like us, so we don't use the repent word too much. So it's almost come a bad word in our movement, amen, to use the repent word. Amen. But you know what? Jesus said you got to repent. John the Baptist, hey, the first message he preached was repentance. Jesus' first message, repentance. Paul's first message was repentance. Peter's first message was repentance. I've got a feeling that every one of the disciples, when they preached, their first message was repentance. And you say, "I don't believe you have to." Amen. Well, I've got my choice. Either believe you or Jesus, John the Baptist, Peter, and Paul. I think I'll say Jesus. He said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Repentance is not a works. Amen. Repentance, amen, is a turning from to God. Amen. And as long as you keep pushing God away, you're not repenting. But when you come to the time where you embrace God and you want Him, amen, and you're willing to turn from this, amen, to God, then that's repentance. Here's Pharaoh, boy, what a confession. But Brother Price, there's no repentance. He wasn't willing to turn from what he was, amen, to accept God in his way. Amen. He would admit it, but not accept it. You want to go where Pharaoh went, amen? "I just sinned yet the more." Look at verse number 34 with me. "He sinned yet the more and hardened his heart, he and his servants." You want to go where Pharaoh's at? Here's how simple it is. Amen. "I just say some words and go on and sin yet the more." See, that's what we're seeing a lot of times. Amen. I was telling Linda just the other day, I can remember one time, Brother Harvey, where 13 people came to Victory, amen, and lined up the pews after I'd preached. And they all were weeping and crying. And they all said wonderful words, Brother Jones. If you'd have been there, amen, you'd have been just like me. You'd have went out and said, "Whoa! Man, there was a work down there. Man, there was an awesome meeting. 13 adults got saved. Whoa!" Yeah. Sunday night. Where are they? You say, "Well, they got saved, Brother Frazier." Well, I don't know about that. Brother Allen says he don't believe you can get saved. Hey, man, and it ain't even enough to get you back to the house of God that night. And I can't help it, but I'm going to have to say amen with that. Amen. You know what they did? They come and they confessed, but they did not repent. Amen. And then you see them down the road somewhere, maybe a week or two later, and you run up to them and you say, "Hey, brother, you remember getting saved down there? You have all week." And they act like they don't want you around them. And you can smell the stench of alcohol on their breath and marijuana off their coat. And they want you to get away from them. It's because, amen, they just went out, said the words, went out and sinned yet the more. Amen. Amen. So, chapter number 10, verse number 3, he did not humble himself according to the Bible. Chapter number 10, verse number 7, he wouldn't listen to anybody. I've got to read that. Amen. Here's his people, and this is what they're saying. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, "How long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed?" Hey, Pharaoh, listen to somebody. But he didn't listen to nobody. I've had people come to the church and be struggling. Some of our members try to talk to them. Amen. I come over to them, Brother Locker, and say, "Can I talk to you? I noticed you're struggling with this. Could I be a help? Can I pray for you?" Amen. And you know what? Get away from her. I don't want to hear that. You know what that is? You're walking in the footsteps of Pharaoh. Amen. Won't listen to anybody. Amen. In chapter number 10, verse number 16 and 17, amen, confess and ask for partial forgiveness. I'm sorry, this one time. Chapter number 10, verse 24, amen, put your priorities in what you have instead of what God, amen, wants to have for you. Amen, well, I'm rich, I'm God. Well, I'm sorry, but you're not God. Amen. That's the introduction, amen, and I've still got 14 minutes. Praise God. Y'all ready? 3 points is all I got. 38 sub-points, 3 points. Y'all ready? Amen. Here we go. Number one, amen, don't deal with the devil. Now listen to me. Amen, don't deal with the devil. Go back to chapter number 8 with me and look at verse number 25 with me. Amen, I'm not going to be very long now. You can count it down. Amen. Chapter number 8. Amen. Chapter number 8, verse number 25. The Bible says, "And Pharaoh called for Moses." He wants to make a deal. "And for Aaron. And said, 'Go ye, sacrifice to your God in the land.'" He wants him to make a deal that he'll worship, but worship in Egypt. In other words, worship in the world. Worship worldly. Amen. And I don't live around here, so I can't get in too much trouble, even though it's on the internet. But I wouldn't go to the Rio down here if you paid me $2,500. I'm just, hey, it's on the internet. My name's Lincoln Fraser, Pastor Victor Baptist Church. Hey, man, we've got every flavor in Dayton, Tennessee, including Tutti Frutti. We have got the whale, we've got the porch, we've got, I've said it up here so many times, hey, we've got the house, we got Matthews, we got Wayside. The Wayside. I thought that was a bad thing. Something fell by the Wayside? Oh my. Help us, brother. I don't know what to say. But I'm going to tell you something. Hey man, you can get everything. We've got a grove, we've got one called the Bar. No way. Yeah, the Bar. And they've got rock music. And the pastor, he says, you can sing one worldly wicked song every time you come to meeting. And so they got the rock band with their smoke coming off the stage and their glaring lights. And everybody's a-dancing and a-moving. And they can sing one ungodly, evil, wicked rock song, amen, every service. And they're just busting the walls out. And that's Pharaoh saying, amen, you can worship, but worship worldly. So you know what I was excited about all day yesterday? And I'll be honest with you, I was excited when all those people was on the altar. And I was excited when those preachers was coming up to me weeping and crying, and others were coming up to Linda, ladies, and saying, "I'm just fixing to sell it all out. I was fixing," and they're all crying. That was exciting. But you know what was, I told Linda on the way back, I think the thing that helped me more yesterday than anything was you. That little boy that stood over here yesterday. Man, I can't got over that. I'm telling you, I ain't got over it. Amen. That little boy got up. Amen. Said, I ain't ashamed of God. I ain't ashamed to be called a Christian. Stood right up in front of everybody and threw both hands up. Man, I'm telling you what, it charged my battery. Amen. I wouldn't change that right there. Amen. For anywhere else. Amen.
Amen.
But the devil, you know what he's going to want to do? He's going to want you to trade that for the new way. The new way. Hey man, I'm talking about that. Just compromise on a few things, Brother Nichols. Hey man, boy, man, we could brag about how many you got up there. You could be running hundreds, build on thousands, get a bigger building. I mean, man, we can go, whoa! John Nichols is running 3,000 up there. Whoa! All you got to do is just drop about 4 or 5 little things. They're not little things. They're not little things. Hey man, the devil will fill your house up. She's going to pack it out easy. You say, oh man, we've been trying. It's hard to get somebody to come. Yeah, God's way. But my, hey man, drop a few things off. Hey man, and you can pack it out. And look like you're doing it right. The devil is the great deceiver. He's a great imitator, amen. He can make it look like God's doing, but God ain't in 1,000 miles. Amen. So he says here, I want you to, you can go worship your God, but do it in the world. Amen. I look on down to verse 28. Amen. The Bible says, he said, you can go, but just don't go very far. Yeah, that's what thrilled me about that young man yesterday. Amen. Was because it made me feel like that young man was going to go all the way with his life. Yeah. Amen. Ain't that what you said again? Oh, brother. That's what happened to us. That's where we lost it at. That's where everybody got mad at us, amen. Was because we got saved. And when we got saved, you know what they said? Wow! Leland and Linda got saved! And about a month later, they said, well, we didn't want them to get that saved. They ain't no fun no more. We quit her cussing and all that. Hey, wait a minute. Linda's dressing like a girl. Hey, wait a minute. We didn't know you was going to go that far with it. I'm blaming on Donnie Harvey. He's the one who had the tent meeting. Went up there, Brother Harvey's tent meeting. Amen. Brother Allen was up there. Amen. Brother Allen preached. Amen. We loved it. We said he's right. We went home. Everything's changing. Amen. And everybody loved us so much, Brother Ryan. So my God saved. Now despised and hated us. Because we had done went too far, they said. Too far. Way too far. Linda said, honey, would you go to family reunion with me? I said, sweetheart, I really just don't feel comfortable over. She said, oh, come on, honey, would you come on, go to, would you do it for me? I said, well, honey, I love you, I'll go do it for you. But I said, honey, when I walk in, I said, everybody walks out. She said, no, they don't. I said, honey, you just kind of watch it. I mean, we pulled in the yard, couldn't even get parked, man, there's so many cars at the big family reunion. Man, I'm telling you what, cheers is everywhere. Hey, man, food all over the table. Everybody's excited. Television's a blare. Everybody's in the living room. They ain't even a place to sit. And I come walking in. I said, hey, everybody, how's everybody doing? Within 60 seconds, I cleared the room. I turned around and looked at Linda. Linda had tears in her eyes. She said, I'm sorry, honey. I said, it's okay. I'll go outside. I went outside 60 seconds. I cleared the yard, and they were back in the living room. Finally, I just had a ball with it, Brother Jones. I loved it. I said, this is fun. I said, watch this. I went in, they went out. I went out, they went in. I went in, they went out. I went out, they went in. It's hilarious, Brother Lyman. You don't know what their problem was? It wasn't that I wasn't wearing deodorant. I'll tell you what it was. It's that I went too far. Amen. Now, God didn't think I went too far, and He still don't think I went too far, and I don't even think I went far enough. I want everything God's got. I want it all. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm not interested in rewards and crowns and stuff. You know, somebody else may be interested in that. Well, that all sounds good, but I want it all. I want every bit of it, Brother Harvey. Amen. I want to stand before God. Amen. I want Him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I make you ruler over many. I want Him to take a crown, set it on my head, and start putting jewels and stuff on top of it. Amen. And then I want to be able to take it off and say, oh God, you know it was all you. And I want to cast it at His feet, fall on my face. Amen. And give God all the glory for it. I want to go all the way. Hey man, if you can think of something I can go farther with, tell me. Hey man, me and Linda want to go. Amen. And I got 6 minutes left. Amen. Oh, the devil says, well, I'll make a deal with you. You can go, but just don't go too far. Amen. That's unusual for young people to come down here and pray. So I prayed for 10 minutes. Actually prayed for about 9. And I got done, and I heard somebody behind me, and I couldn't pick him out if you was to ask me to. But I heard him back behind me. One of these young ones up here. He's going, oh God, oh God, man, it just thrilled me. He said, oh God, help my preacher. Oh God, bless this church. Oh God, man, I'm telling you what, I was turning cartwheels, amen, on the inside. I said, oh God, man, you're raising them up in here, ain't you? Amen. And you know what the devil wants to do? The devil wants to say, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to go that far. Amen. So the devil then said, oh yeah, you can worship, just worship in the land. Amen. You can worship God, but just don't go too far. And then I go on down just a little bit farther. Chapter number 10 and verse number 8 through 11. Amen. And he says, you can go, but don't take your sons and your daughters and your family. Amen. And I can't help it, Brother Raines, but I saw the Ten Commandments when I was a little boy, a little movie. Amen. Y'all know it, and you're going to act like you never watched TV in your life. Amen. But I remember that guy walking down through there, how when finally God in His strong arm had brought the people out. Amen. And he had a staff in his hand, and as he was walking, he was saying, and we will go with our sons and with our daughters and with our flocks and with our herds. Amen. And I don't know if that does anything for you or not. It probably don't, because it was a movie. But I'll tell you what, it does something for me when I'm reading the Bible here. And Moses is saying, amen. Amen. We didn't say, hey, Pharaoh, we'll compromise, will you? Amen. We're going out and we're taking our family with us. We're taking our finances with us too. Who was it said that? That was you, wasn't it, brother? No, it was Brother Jones, wasn't it? I don't know who it was. Somebody's talking about somebody having cirrhosis of the giver. I believe it was Brother Jones, wasn't it? I'm going all the way. Young people, go all the way. Go all the way. Go all the way, girls. Go all the way. Amen. Be a virgin. Live for God. Be holy. Amen. Dress like a godly girl. Every time you stand in front of the mirror in the morning and you get ready. Amen. Hey, you can just ask God, God, are you pleased with what I'm wearing today? Amen. Go out. Amen. Listen to your pastor. Amen. Amen. If he says don't get in a hurry, amen. Love. Amen. Love will last, but lust, amen, won't last. Amen. That's good advice from the preacher. Amen. Wait on God. Let God give you the aid that you deserve. Had a girl come to me one time. This boy was showing her some attention. He wasn't nothing but a... And I don't know what that is in the original, but I believe it's... And here she was. She kept herself for God. He showed her a little bit of attention. He wasn't nothing. He ended up going to jail for stealing. Now he's got tattoos all over him. Looks like a freak. I don't know how to say it any different than that. He's just a... And I said, hey, I said, here you are. You're an A. You kept yourself. You've done it right. Hey, man, you're 20 years old and you've lived for God. Don't let this F come along. The same thing with you men. Hey, man, it's just as much right for y'all. Hey, man, live for God. Stand in front of the mirror and say, God, are you pleased with what I'm wearing? Hey, man, go all the way. All the way. Amen. But while you're going, the old devil, he's going to offer you some deals. He's going to offer you some deals. You may have a talent. He'll say, oh. A while back I read an article about Dolly Parton. And she was a little girl. She sung in the Church of God. Man, they'd come from all over to hear her sing. Had great talent. And you cannot deny that she didn't have great talent. But the devil said, why don't you trade that singing at church and that little crowd coming? Why don't you trade that for what's behind curtain number one? And she did. And she traded it all. You say, you don't, I'm not supposed to say anything bad about Dolly. My name is Wayne Sexton. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. She traded it. That great, awesome voice, perhaps, I don't know, maybe one of the greatest voices that's ever come out of a vocal box. And she traded it. She traded it to stand on a stage with a bunch of heathens. You know what he's going to want to do? He's going to want to offer every one of y'all young people. And you know what? Listen to me. That last point, that wasn't for the little ones. That's for mom and daddy. Amen. I know, Brother Grisham, I know this. I know a lot of people, they went all the way for God, but they didn't bring their kids with them. Let's go ahead and say amen, Brother Jones. I know you're thinking you're exactly right. Mom and dad live for God. But let Junior sit over yonder and play with a stupid game instead of listening to the preacher. He's back there trying to get to the next level on whatever you call it. And he don't have any idea what's going on. You let Sally look like some kind of, I need to quit right there. I'm going to get in real bad trouble. My name is Larry Raines. But there is a deal. And in that let's make a deal, let me tell you what was happening. And that let's make a deal. Somebody would be up there and he'd offer them a deal. I'm going to give you behind what's behind curtain number one. They'd roll it back and it'd be something and everybody would go wild. And then he'd say, but you can trade that right there for what's behind box number three. And the crowd would go wild over here. Don't do it, don't do it. Oh yes, do it, do it, do it. You know what our church ought to be saying? Don't trade what you got here. Don't trade it. Hey, young people, listen to me now. Listen to me. You're going to, if the Lord don't come back in 20 years, they're going to grow up. They're going to get 18. The world's going to say, trade what you got. Trade that old-fashioned rich you. That old preacher of country. A King James ain't if it ain't. 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 If it ain't. And you say, you got to trade all that. You got to trade all that for the new thing. Don't do it. It's a trick. And you know what the church should be saying? Don't do it. Don't trade it. Don't trade it. Don't trade the old way. Don't trade what you got here. Hey man, what you got here is a diamond in amongst a bunch of nasty old rocks. Don't trade it. But there's one deal that the church will say, trade it. One deal. Listen to this deal. If you're here today lost, God is willing to trade your sin, your unrighteousness. Amen. He's willing to take your sin. Amen. His Son died on the cross. Paid your sin debt? What a deal. What a deal. Hey man, you mean I can trade all of my filthiness and all of my sin and me going to hell and all this and I can trade it? Hey man, not for what's behind the curtain or behind the door or behind the box. Hey man, but he openly said, come unto me. Come unto me. And I'll give you rest. What a trade. What a trade. What a deal. A deal you'll never regret. A deal you talking about. All the listen to me. All the devil's deals are zonkers. But God's deal is wonderful. Amen. God's deal is wonderful. Let's bow our heads together. Let me just pray and I'm going to get off the stage. Father, thank you so much for letting us just have a few minutes to try to glorify and magnify your wonderful name. God, I know you love everybody here. You're not willing that any should perish. And God, if there be one that's lost, please, Lord, deal with their heart right now. God, I know you offered me a deal back in 1990. God, you dealt with my heart. You showed me that I was a lost sinner in need of a Savior. And the devil tried to whisper to me, not now, do it later, put it off. You're not that bad. You're as good as anybody else. Well, you made a profession when you were little. And all those thoughts ran through my mind. But God, your deal was too good to give up. Your deal was too good. And I remember, Lord, when I bowed before You and said, "Oh God, would You take me and forgive me and save me?" And God, You done it. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you, my brother.